Some college students spend their summers working to save money for school. Others who can afford it travel. But one Ventura County student passed on a traditional vacation and instead spent last summer helping orphans in a war-torn African country. Cal State Channel Island student Kyle Morford headed a successful local effort to bring electricity to an orphan's village in Rwanda.
When I went down there this summer and we walked into the first house and they turned the electricity on, and this light bulb above their heads just lit up the entire room. That was something they've never had before. It was really amazing. I almost cried.
Morford's story starts more than 2 years ago. He was part of the Cal State Channel Islands chapter of Rotaract, which is like a junior version of the Rotary Club. He got a chance to go to Guatemala and help with the project to provide dental care to people who would otherwise go without.
We worked at a dental clinic that served children that lived in the local villages. Most of them were Mayan children. Imagine going down a big winding Amazon river, and there's just little offshoots that shoot into the forest, and you take those little things miles back, and then these people live back there. They have nothing. They're subsistence farmers. Maybe they have one cow, one chicken. So once a year, the dentist comes to town, and that was us. It was a very big eye-opener. When you see that kind of poverty and that kind of separation from the rest of the world, it really opens your eyes as to what else is out there. I mean, how the majority of the world lives.
Morford was so moved by the trip, he decided to try to find his own project.
I was really just looking for some way to make a difference in the world. I wanted some kind of international service project because I'd been volunteering with the Red Cross, and I went to Katrina and volunteered for 3 months, and I wanted to look outwards more, because I knew that there was extreme poverty, and I wanted to look somewhere in Africa for some kind of service project to do. And I started making phone calls, and I sent out a global email through the Rotaract Club at school, and I got invitations to go to about 20 different countries in a matter of 2 days. So I was overwhelmed with all these projects from people all over the world.
That search led the college student to Rwanda, a nation torn apart by an ethnic war in the 1990s, which left more than 800,000 people dead and the country in shambles.
I just kind of sorted through them, and there were some good projects, but some projects that I just thought were too big, too small. One day I got an instant message from this guy named Christian Mbokwani. He lives in Kigali, Rwanda. He had kind of the similar position that I did in the club, which is international project specialist. We got to know each other over a couple months just through emails and text messages. And then we decided that with our connections and the poverty in Rwanda, that we could actually impact a lot of people.
Morford's Rotary contact in Rwanda told him about a small community of orphans basically forced to survive on their own.
It's kind of like a big orphan village. The 22 houses fill up a few acres. They're just kind of scattered around. There's streets, but they're mud streets. There's 120 kids. They live in what's called child-headed households, which means that there's no adults present, no parents, that is. They're all orphans from the genocide in 94, and they raise each other. So let's say you have a 15-year-old, and they're the oldest in the house. Their main job is to raise every other kid. And you're talking 5 or 6 kids that they have to raise as a full-time parent. And it's just very sad, but it's empowering when you see these kids. I mean, they're way older than a 15-year-old or 16-year-old would be in our society.
The orphans go to school, but they also have to work to survive.
They would go to work, the younger kids. Anywhere from 6 to 12 years old goes to work because they have no other means. They have no parents. They have to find some kind of income. So they'd go to work during the days after school, and then after that, they'd come home. They would try to study, but studying by firelight inside these little houses they had, not very good to study.
So Morford went to work. He and his Rwandan counterpart negotiated a deal with the nation's power company to have electrical service installed in the orphans' homes. The international relations student appealed to Rotary clubs and other groups here on the South Coast, raising $16,000 to get the lights up and running. The international team also got the Rwandan government to step up to help fix up the houses.
The Kigali Rotaract Club contacted Kigali government, the Rwandan government, and got a huge grant to fix up the houses. The houses before used to be just mud bricks and sticks and some sheet metal for the roof, and the government came in and totally revamped them. They concreted the walls, concreted the floors, insulated the house, so now the wind doesn't blow through and they don't fall apart in the rain. It's just been very beneficial to the kids.
Morford and his Rwandan counterpart are now in the process of setting up a business cooperative for the orphans to help them generate enough money to keep the lights on. The Cal State Channel Island student says the big goal is to give the orphans a chance to succeed in the world.
The main goal of the electricity project was upward mobility. You provide a basic resource like electricity, they can study at night. And then once they study, they can get a better education. Once they get a better education, they can get better jobs when they're older. and they don't have to rely on these subsistence, just making it by jobs. They can get a job in the technology industry or something like that. So the whole project was to provide some upward mobility for these children.
Morford says it's been personally rewarding and very emotional as he saw how grateful the orphans were for something as basic as electricity, which we tend to take for granted. The real payoff came when he visited Rwanda for 2 weeks.
It took a lot of my time and a lot of effort, but it was worth it. When I saw that first light bulb come on, they kept coming up to me, person by person, child by child, saying, thank you so much. Now I can read, now I can study. And it really raised my hope. What can really be done around the world as far as helping out? I just saw the need in the world as far as the poverty and how people live on a dollar a day and less. And I don't know, ever since then, it's become like a personal goal of mine to try to work towards an end to that.
The Cal State Channel Islands student believes he's actually found his calling in life. After graduating from Cal State Channel Islands, Morford wants to go on and get his doctorate in international relations and then use his education to help children around the world. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.